How did you guys meet up? Like, what was the original start of the band, basically?
Most of us met in high school, and then we, then two of the guys, one of, he's
Andrew,
we met playing, he was in, they were in a, another band, our mandolin and our banjo player were in a different band. Called Zombie Copilot, we met up.
Yeah, and we were, at that time, we were still Larynx Flask, and we started as kind of like just a punk rock band at first, and we had gone on tour with them too, and then we went through some changes and just kind of an evolution of the band, and they, their band broke up, and we asked them to join, and it just kind of went from there.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I should have said this first. We're talking to Larynx Flask.
Oh, yes.
We're at Warped Tour 2011. So is this your first Warped Tour?
Yes, this is our first, and it's been awesome. It's been great so far. Yeah.
A lot of work, but totally, totally worth it.
So worth it.
I can imagine it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
How did you guys, just like do a battle of the bands to get on, or just, no?
We kind of, I don't know if you guys caught our sets earlier, but we're doing multiple acoustic sets and stuff.
Oh, sweet.
And that's what we are on the Warped Tour to do.
Oh, okay.
And that's what we did to get on the Warped Tour. We played for Kevin, who puts the thing together, in the parking lot a couple of times last year.
Yeah, last year.
Okay.
You guys have a very different sound compared to everybody on the lineup this year. How do you feel about how lately it's focusing more on the harder bands than it has been in the past?
I think it's just kind of the evolution of music and what's been going on, you know, like socially in the music industry and everything. That's like kind of like, that's what teens, that's what younger, the younger audiences listen to now. Like for us then it was punk rock, but for now it's the harder bands, which it's all, it's the same feeling for everybody, but it's just new music and it just evolved.
It's the same feeling of rebellion, I think, they get.
It's just a different style of music, you know, came from punk rock. All like the hardcore and hard music came from punk rock, so it's all just different versions of punk rock.
Yeah.
So pretty much a never lost element.
Not really. Like the spirit is the same, but the music has changed. And,
yeah.
You know, and this, all that really matters, I think, to me and about the tour is the spirit of the tour. It's always been just to have a good time and to, you know, embrace everybody's, you know,
embrace the differences.
The differences and.
And this year is very eclectic, I think.
Yeah.
There's a lot more out there than you. At first glance,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
you look at the lineup, you don't really know these bands. You know, there's Pacifiers on this tour. They're awesome, like reggae. And then Foxy Shazam was just on it. Street Dogs, Agrolites,
Lucero,
which we were really excited. We were really excited about them being on the tour this year.
Gym Class Heroes just
got
here
today.
Yeah, I'm just surprised how many hip hop groups are on this tour, more than the previous years.
Yeah,
Big B,
Big B, awesome. Yellow Wolf's on it now.
That's
and,
Greaves.
Yeah, Greaves and Budo. It's been really
Chocolate.
Cool. Yeah, it's all been it's awesome. It's cool that it's getting more. Yeah, having Big Chocolate, like I was really surprised that they had like a straight up just DJ, you know, Big Chocolate, which is really cool, really moving in a totally different direction for the work tour. But it's
so
it all
much
works.
Different stuff.
It all works.
I think
it's really cool.
It is a very eclectic tour right now.
Yeah, I think it's good for the kids.
Has there been like any acts on a tour this year that really surprised you guys?
Yeah, man. For me, it was Foxy Shazam. None of us expected to see that, and they put on the best live show I've ever seen.
Yeah, they're a great band. They just dropped off in Montreal, but they were amazing. They are amazing. They're such a great band. Yeah,
best friends.
Definitely, yeah. I think we became best friends with those guys.
Awesome.
Definitely a standout band this year for us.
So. Do you guys have a full-length album already, or
yes.
Two or three?
We have a full.
We have one. We have one full-length.
Yeah,
with us, and it's just available on the Warped Tour right now.
Okay.
We have it, the hard copies, but you can get it on iTunes now, and on August 9th, it drops.
It'll be
in
the record
store.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
So for right now, basically. iTunes, do you have a MySpace for listeners?
Yeah, Facebook and all that. LarynxFlask.com as well.
Yeah, cool. Totally.
Well, I don't know if you have any other questions.
What do you guys been listening to lately?
Oh, man. Everything.
All the bands.
A lot of the bands are on the...
Bad Rabbits.
Yeah, Bad Rabbits are another really good band.
Agrolites.
That everyone said so far.
Yeah, Bad Rabbits.
Bad Rabbits. At what time are they playing?
They
already play.
They're amazing.
Yeah,
playing at Barbecue.
Oh, really?
And Lion Eyes.
Oh, Lion Eyes, cool. This other band. Yeah, pretty much a lot of the bands we've met on this tour and we've known previously this other band. But we get to do a lot of their stuff like that.
We don't
stop reading, we get to
take it to the mud.